Hello, Pastor Edward here, Touching Heaven Ministry Church podcast. We're going to finish out Joel chapter 3, to finish out the book of Joel here. So if you would, go grab your Bibles. Give me a few seconds to get them. And if you notice on the podcast, we have Sunday morning service on there now. And we're going to continue doing that, recording Sunday morning service at Touching Heaven Ministry Church for the podcast. Also Wednesday and also Thursday at our Bible Club, at Fortis College Student Bible Club. We're going to record those as well, the Bible study we have there as well, on Anchor. So you can get a little variety and everything. And everything, Sunday service will be different from Wednesday devotional and from Thursday Bible study. What we're studying in on Thursdays, we're starting from Genesis and heading to Revelations. We're going to be on Genesis chapter 4, if I'm not mistaken. Genesis chapter 4 on Thursday, that's tomorrow, doing our Bible study at the Bible Club. Again, Edward here, Pastor Edward, Touch Heaven Ministry Church. If you would bow your heads, dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Come before you, thanking you once again for the ability to praise your name. Thanking you for getting ready to feed our spirit, man, Lord God. And we pray that the knowledge that we receive through reading of your word, that food that we receive for the spirit through the reading of your word, be nourishment to our spirit, man, Lord God. Lord, I'm just a humble servant. When you pour your anointing in, as my mouth opens up, that your Holy Spirit speaks through me to touch someone who's listening to the podcast, Lord God. In your precious name, we ask this in Jesus' name, amen. Again, we're at Joel chapter 3, verse 1. For behold, in those days and in that time, when I shall bring among the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem. Verse 2, I will also gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat, and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. Verse 3, and they have cast lots for my people and have given a boy for a harlot and sold a girl for wine that they might drink. Verse 4, yea, and what have ye to do with me, O Tyre and Zidon, and all the coast of the Palestine? Will ye render me a recompense? And if ye recompense me swiftly and speedily, will I return your recompense upon your own head? Sorry for all the mispronunciation here. Verse 5, but you know it's live. Because ye have taken my silver and my gold and have carried into your temple my goodly pleasant things. Verse 6, the children also of Judea and the children of Jerusalem have ye sold unto the garrison, that ye may remove them far from their borders. Verse 7, behold, I will raise them out of the place whither ye have sold them, and will return your recompensation upon your own head. Verse 8, and I will sell your sons and your daughter into the hands of the children of Judah, and they shall sell them to Sabine, to a people far off, for the Lord had spoken it. Verse 9, proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Prepare war. Wake up the mighty man. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. Verse 10, beat your plowshares into the swords and your plunging hooks into the spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Verse 11, assemble yourself and come all ye heading and gather yourself together round about. Thither, cause thy mighty ones to come down, O Lord. Verse 12, let the heathen be weakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there will I sit to judge all the heathens round about. Verse 13, put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come get you down, for the press is full, the fat overfloweth, for their wickedness is great. Verse 13, multitudes in the valley of the decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. Verse 15, the sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. Verse 16, the Lord also shall roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake, but the Lord will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel. Verse 17, so shall ye know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there and there shall no stranger pass through her anymore. Verse 18, and it shall come to pass in the day that the mountain shall drop down new wine, and the hills shall flow with milk, and the rivers of Judah shall flow with waters, and fountains shall come forth out of the house of the Lord, and ye shall and shall water the valley of the smitten. Verse 19, Egypt shall be a desolation, and Edom shall be a desolation wilderness, for the violence against the children of Judah, because they have shed innocent blood in their land. Verse 20, but Judah shall dwell forever in Jerusalem from generation to generation. Verse 21, for I will cleanse their blood, and I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed, for the Lord dwelleth in Zion. That concludes Joel, the book of Joel. Thank y'all for coming out and listening, or thank you for listening on the different outlets for the podcast. We do appreciate it here at Tekken Heaven Ministry Church. Again, Pastor Edward, I will catch you tomorrow at our Fortis College Student Bible Study, where we are in, I believe it's Genesis chapter 4. I did the lesson, I'm just trying to remember. It's Genesis chapter 4, I believe. Thank you again, Pastor Edward. Touch Heaven to Church. Be blessed. God bless. Good night.